Today, Be'ezah Hashem, we learned of Ayin Hey of Masechtas Nedarim. Some of the topics we learned about include the halacha of Kol HaNedarim Shetudurim Mikan Ad She'avim M'makom Pleini Harehin Kayamin Lo'yer Maklum. One cannot make hakama for a nether before it was made. The machlekes Rabbi Eliezer v'Chacham regarding hafara ad shelo chalu, whether one can make hafara for a nether before it was made. The question regarding Rabbi Eliezer's opinion that mifer ad shelo chalu. Rabbi Eliezer Mechel Chalon Ubetel. According to Rabbi Eliezer, do the Nedarim first take effect and the Afar then nullifies them immediately? Or Loi Chalon Klal? The Afar does not allow the Nedarim to take effect at all. Some of the terms and concepts we learn about include Hatfasa. By associating an item with another item which is already Asr. For example, by saying Dov is a Asr like a carbon. This item shall be forbidden to me as a carbon. Or if someone made a Nedar, and another person says that my item should be also like the first person's item. Tahara blua loy metama. A swallowed item remains tahar even after the person enters oil hames, a room that has a dead body. Haikadine v'haikadine. Each has its own set of rules. When the Gemara compares two halachas, it's not necessarily saying that they are completely alike. Rather, we're merely comparing them regarding one aspect.